While Lauren and Lance get ready for the final round, it's time for Jonathan and I to play a game. This is called Ask Me Another Again Later. Archung, how does this game work?
Ophir, I'm going to ask you and Jonathan questions with a definitive yes or no answer. Then we'll ask a magic eight ball what it thinks. At the end of the game, we'll find out who scored the most points. Here we go. Did the Cannes Film Festival create an award specifically for Samuel L. Jackson, which was never awarded again? Ophira?
So the Cannes Film Festival created an award just for Samuel Jackson once, mm-hmm. for him. Mm-hmm. It was never awarded again.
That's the question.
What would the award be for?
Best use of a curse word.
Yes. Best movie about snakes on transportation?
Probably. Why not? So I'm going to say yes.
Okay, Jonathan?
Yeah. Best being devoured by a smart shark.
True.
Another award you might have given to. Spoiled Deep Blue Sea for everybody.
Yeah, it's for everybody. All right, let's ask the Magic 8 Ball. Magic 8 Ball simply says yes. Very mellow. The answer is yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
In 1991, he won the award for his performance as a crack addict in Spike Lee's film Jungle Fever. The award was created specifically to honor that performance, and it's the first and only time it was ever awarded. All right, here's your next question. The oldest man to ever win an Olympic medal is John Copley. At 73 years old, he earned a silver medal at the 1948 Games in London. Was his event fencing? Jonathan?
Well, I'm trying to... Okay, he's 73.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are not too many events you could win as a 73-year-old.
Tug of war?
I'm not sure that's an Olympic event.
I think it was in 48.
You don't have to tell me if it's...
No, I know. I'm just trying to figure out if it's... Because I feel like it's possible that a dashing 73-year-old swordsman...
Sure. Uh-huh.
...could win in fencing. I think it would actually make a great movie because there's all these hotshot, up-and-coming kids who think they're really great at fencing, mm-hmm. but they've just learned the modern garbage way.
Yep.
And he's an old-school gentleman, you know, who has learned swordplay from the old people in Europe. I don't know. Somebody else will
write
the movie, but I feel like
this
it's
is good,
possible.
Right, because all the young fencers are going to be jumping around like jackrabbits.
Yeah, they're all wearing sunglasses and listening to their iPods. And this is 1948, but you know, the equivalent.
Right, they're singing in their head.
They're singing in their head, yeah.
So you're saying yes.
I'm saying yes, it's fencing.
Okay.
Ophira?
I'm going to say it's synchronized swimming.
So you're saying no.
Sure.
And the eight ball says? My reply is no. The answer is no. It was not fencing.
Son
it was engravings and etchings.
Engravings and etchings?
Yes. From 1912 to 1948, the Olympics held arts competitions as well as sports competitions.
Well, that's hey. Crazy talk.
Other categories included architectural design and town planning.
Instrumental
and chamber music, and self-referentially enough, medals and plaques.
See,
you could win a medal.
So you
can
engrave your own plaque.
Yeah. Here's your next question: Does Vermont have a law protecting clotheslines from being banned, Jonathan?
There's a law saying that nobody can make a law banning clotheslines.
Yep.
Don't they have any laws about double negatives? That's right.
I feel like if it is true, there's a really interesting story behind it. Because somebody was going around banning clotheslines for nefarious purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say yes, that's true. If I can write a movie script around it, then yeah, it's true.
Sounds good. Ophira?
Well, it's just so weirdly worded that I feel like if you guys were going to write a fake one, you would say, does Vermont have a law that permits clotheslines instead of a law against...
Sort of a meta approach. You're based on the question you're going to say.
Yeah. So you're saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. The eight ball says, outlook good, which we will take as a yes.
Sounds like a yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Indeed. Yeah.
Right.
It's for environmental reasons. Clotheslines are specifically protected from being banned along with other energy-saving measures such as solar power.
By the way, have you ever taken frozen jeans off of a clothesline in the winter? It's hilarious. They're like totally frozen and you can like throw them and they just still stay in the shape of jeans. It's great.
This is what you did in Canada?
This is what we did in Canada. My mother would not use the dryer. The dryer was only for storing things.
Right. All right, here's your next question. Is eating turkey more likely to make you sleepy than other forms of poultry?
whenever we have Thanksgiving at my family, everyone does get sleepy, specifically after the turkey, but my mother does inject it with codeine. So, hard to say. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say, yes, turkey is especially high in tryptophan, and that makes you sleepy. Yes.
Yes. Jonathan.
I have heard the same thing, that it's tryptophan in the turkey.
Right.
That makes you sleepy.
Yep.
But for all I know, it's a myth. I'm going to say no.
Ooh, you're going to say no.
Even though it's against my better judgment.
Everything you believe.
Everything I believe.
All right. The APOL says it is certain.
Sounds like a yes.
You want to change your answer, Jonathan?
No, I'm going. I might get a point.
All right. The answer is no. Jonathan's right.
Yeah. Well done.
Black is white. Right is wrong.
In fact, turkey contains less tryptophan per ounce than chicken or even Swiss cheese. So if you're sleepy on Thanksgiving, there are many other culprits.
So you pass out after eating chicken cordon bleu.
Just too much. Well, that's the last question. And the winner is, it's a three-way tie.
Oh, fantastic.